and in Baxter in the Morning.
Good morning, K-Fine Country, and good morning, Kelly Perry.
Good morning, Brandon Baxter.
So, on my way to work this morning, it was early this morning, and I'm driving in, and I realize that somebody's going, I don't know, let's say at least 15 miles per hour under the speed limit. You know how that goes, right?
I do.
And then I had this vision of my grandmother when she was driving, because Nana would drive from Plano, Texas, all the way to Dallas, Texas, on Maple Lane, I believe, was Maple Office Supply, the office supply store where she worked. And it sounds like it's a TV show, but it's like a 45-minute drive down the tollway in Dallas. And I'm picturing, as I'm driving behind somebody going that slow, I bet my grandmother was doing that back 30 years ago when I was going to work with her.
I know mine was.
And then, because I remember her getting so mad when people would go flying by. I don't know why they're in such a hurry.
Right.
Where are they going? Why are they in such a hurry? They're speeding. I hope they get pulled over. And she would get so upset about that. And I can remember it. And then this morning, I just had this vision of Nana driving down the tollway.
Maybe it was someone's Nana.
And that's probably what it was. But crazy stories like that. I was watching The Office. I told you we're going back and watching The Office. And you're right. It's funnier the second time. And I don't even know why. Maybe just we know.
You know the characters, and yeah, it's just good.
You catch some of that humor. So, like, because the first time we watched it, we really enjoyed the show. And somehow, like, we just got into season two. But, like, there's really funny things. And I think the more that I see of that show, the more, like, real weird things, like these connections with me and Michael Scott.
Right, which David and I have told you for years and years and years before you started watching it, that you were Michael Scott.
Right, and I didn't
Michael Scott? Who's Michael Scott? That's how you were.
I didn't get it. And then I look at him, I'm like, well, we don't look alike, but it's not even that.
It has nothing to do with looks.
So last night, Michael Scott's going to take out the girl who is selling purses in the house, right? And he has Ryan go out there and they're cleaning out the car. Do you know what Ryan finds?
What?
Dracar.
Did y'all die? You'd forgotten about it, didn't you?
But it was knockoff Dracar, so it's even worse. So Dracar's this cologne that I saw when I was walking through Kohl's a month or so ago. And I was like, I remember this from the 90s, and I bought it. And so in 2005, they're making fun of how dated that was, and here I am wearing it 15 years later.
And what's crazy, he bought the generic brand, which you always buy generic and get made fun of for it.
If I could find the generic. And then so as Ryan's cleaning out the car, he finds the Dracar, and Michael doesn't want to throw it away because there's a little bit left on the little, I don't know, the applicator, right? So he's putting it on his neck like he's going to smell good for the girl. And then Ryan finds some fast food, like cards for food.
Yes.
And they were the fillet of fish.
Which you like.
My wife said, I am done with this right now. No more debate. I am Michael Scott.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So we're a week away from Valentine's Day, and I think I have figured out what I'm doing.
Well, that makes me proud of you, because typically you wait till the last minute for your wife.
That's kind of a veiled shot, I believe. You're trying to take shots?
No, I'm happy. Like, I'm proud of you.
Yeah. Well, so like,
you're thinking forward.
Well, because I hate the last minute stuff.
Yeah.
I hate that for Christmas. I hate that for birthdays, because then you feel all that stress and pressure, and I think you're more likely to make mistakes at the end. So I was reading this deal that Hooters has something going on, and I like Hooters wings. So you can actually go, and this is a way to save money too. If you go to Hooters on Valentine's Day and take pictures of your ex and rip them up at Hooters, they'll give you 10 free wings.
Well, number one, what girl doesn't want to go to Hooters on Valentine's Day?
It is one of the best places for romantic occasions. And I can say this now because my wife's not awake.
Right,
and she won't know that's where I'm going
to
take her.
That's the only reason you're saying that.
I'll be like, honey, I'm going to put a blindfold on you and drive you to Memphis for a special dinner. And then we're going to pull up and it's going to be Hooters. She's thinking,
can Joey and I come with you guys just so I can see her face when that happens? Because that would be priceless.
Yeah, I might need martial artists to protect me from that.
You would.
Because she would have the visions of, oh my gosh, we're going to go to Texas Day Brazil, or we're going to go to that steakhouse or one of those places. And I'm like, nah, dude, we're going for wings and fried pickles. Because who doesn't want wings and fried pickles? Nothing says I love you like wings and fried pickles.
Is that true?
I really believe that. Are you a fan of Hooters? Would you
go
with us?
Yeah, I like their food.
What's happening on your Valentine's? Any idea?
We're probably going to be at the karate school.
Oh.
Working.
So I
Happy
can tell
Valentine's
my,
Day.
I can tell my wife if you think you had it bad.
Exactly. See?
Well, the good thing is, again, you take your pictures of your exes to Hooters, you get 10 free wings.
All right.
So, Kelly?
I'm going to get all kinds of wings.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Coming up at 9 o'clock this morning, we slice the price on lost pizza. Basically, you get a $50 gift card for only $25.
Awesome.
$50 worth of food. You pay $25. Again, that goes online.
You're really excited.
That goes online at 9 o'clock this morning at kfine.com. K-F-I-N.com.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's Gotcha Gossip.
Gotcha Gossip on The Rock. For the first time in 30 years, they're not going to have a host for the Oscars. You know, there's that whole Kevin Hart controversy. Oh, yeah. Well, a fan tweeted out a quote, and this is what it says. If the Academy is so inclined to line up a great host for next year's Oscars, just pick The Rock. Enough said. Well, later that day, The Rock responded to the tweet, basically confirming that he was their first choice, but his schedule got in the way because he's going to be busy shooting Jumanji, the sequel to it.
Okay.
So he said his goal was to make it the most fun and entertaining Oscars ever, but he tried really hard to make it work and to try to pull it off, but he couldn't. He said he was super bummed, but he hopes that he can make something happen in the future.
I was actually the second choice after The Rock. Because we're so similar. And then they went with Kevin Hart.
Yeah, yeah.
And then that fry out happened. So, you know, they should have stuck with me.
They should have.
Got you gossip on one of my favorite humans, Jessica Simpson. Mm-hmm. We actually met. We had an encounter backstage.
Right.
Anyway, she's very, very pregnant. And some new photos show how pregnant she is. And I was asking Kelly to guess how many weeks pregnant she was. And you said?
57 weeks.
Most pregnant women get to the point where right at the very end, like they're just miserable. And it looks like, from what we see, Jessica's at that point. She's talked about the anxiety that she's had with this pregnancy. And she says in an Instagram post, the only thing that's really gotten her through that is her kids. Aww. But if you want to see Jessica Simpson at 57 weeks pregnant, you can check it out this morning on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's kfin.com.
Got you gossip on the highly anticipated movie Avengers Endgame. So there's a chance that the movie could be 3 hours long.
Stop.
So you would need to go to the bathroom way before.
But
listen to this. Hang on. That's the current runtime. And of course, it could change before the movie comes out in April. But the directors say that Disney is fine with releasing that because that may be what it takes. They've screened the movie for 4 audiences. And it said the first 3 times, not one person got up to go to the bathroom. And they say that basically this is a culmination movie that combines 22 movies.
But still.
So there's some storytelling that's got to happen. But anyway, I'm all about it. I say the longer the better. I love Avengers. I can't wait. It comes out April 26th.
I'm thinking that's too much. It's even like with WrestleMania. If WrestleMania goes 5 hours, it's too long.
Nope. I'm ready.
That movie should be 2 hours and 15 minutes at the most.
You're not a true fan.
There's stuff they don't need in there if it's that long. I'm telling you.
You just don't know.
I'm telling you, I know. And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got your gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I know this sounds crazy. Believe me, I know it.
It's crazy.
That sounds kind of crazy.
You must be crazy.
And people are crazy.
Well, a restaurant manager in St. Louis named Jonathan got carjacked earlier this week. He was sitting in his car on his break Monday night, and when this carjacker walked up to him with a gun and told him to get out.
Oh,
so
man.
He did. Well, then he tried to reason with the guy and told him, hey, man, it's not worth it. Well, the guy responded by trying to shoot him in the leg, but luckily his gun jammed. Well, at that point, Jonathan decided to throw his keys on the roof of the restaurant because he knew that the other guy wouldn't go up to get his keys, which was, you know, really smart. But unfortunately, he didn't throw them far enough.
Oh.
Well, they ended up on the ground next to the building, and the carjacker grabbed them. But while he was rushing over, the carjacker dropped his phone, and Jonathan grabbed it, and they started negotiating.
You have to be joking.
He needed his phone, you know?
Right.
So police probably could have used the phone to identify the guy, but it's not clear if they did that or not. Long story short, he agreed to trade the car for the phone, then ran off.
So I'll give you your car back if you give me
my
phone.
So they're still looking for him. But Brandon, speaking of phones, did you hear about the blonde that got a new cell phone from her husband?
Ooh, no, I didn't hear about that.
Well, the next day she went to Walmart and her phone rang, so she answered it. It was her husband and he asked, how's the new cell phone? She said, great, but how did you know I was at Walmart?
That one truly took me a second. I guess I'm a natural blonde as well.
And there's even more proof that people are crazy.
Wow.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Hey, don't forget, coming up this morning, we slice the price on Lost Pizza Company. You get $50 worth of food, a $50 gift card for only $25.
It's awesome.
Online this morning, 9 a.m. is when it goes live at kfine.com. That's kfine.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
New emojis are headed to your phones. Heads up on that. We're going through them and kind of looking to see which ones we might use.
People get so excited about emojis.
Well, there's so many of them. Like, there's so many different emojis that we can use, and I really don't use all that many.
I use a few. If I'm trying to let someone know what my mood is.
So basically, go through your top five and tell me what you use.
I use the kiss face a lot, the blowing a kiss.
Yeah, that's how you wake me up.
That is not true.
It is true. Stop being weird about it. My number one most used is the big smile. Not like this, it's like the teethy smile.
Mine is the cry face, like the laughing, crying face.
That's my number two. What's your number two?
Is the wide-eyed face, like looking at you like, what?
That's my number four. My number three is the sunglasses face.
The one like, you know, cool.
Yeah, like, yeah, look at me. Cool, what's I'm up? Cool. I'm making jokes. But I don't want to do ha-ha or laugh out loud. I'm just making jokes.
Okay, all right.
Then I do the one where the face with the heart eyes.
My thumbs up is number three.
Then the blushing one is my number five or six or whatever that is, six. Hmm. I do the fist bump a lot. I do the gritting, the clenching your teeth. I do have the kiss blowing one on
That's
there.
That's good.
And I do the hands to the side like, what?
Yep, me too.
I have
too.
That one on mm-hmm. there.
Sure. And the eye roll. I do the eye roll a lot.
Yeah, I have that one in there too. I have the fist bump, the thumbs up. I have the glasses, like the regular glasses. Uh-huh. So I have that one. I'm not sure why the eggplant's there, but I'll close it. Some of the newer ones, though, there's a yawning face.
That'd be a great one for me.
They also have, they're highlighting different things on here. Relationship statuses uh-huh. are different. There's waffles, butter.
There's therapy dogs.
Are there?
Yeah, look down.
Where are the therapy dogs?
See, right there with the harnesses.
Oh, those
on.
Are the therapy dogs.
Yeah.
They're highlighting wheelchairs and things like that. So, like, they're adding things that people might truly use.
Yeah.
One-piece bathing suits, snorkels, onions, hush puppies.
Underwear, literally whitey tidies, underwear.
Oh, I didn't see those.
Yeah.
If you guys want to check these out, we posted all the emojis that are coming to your phone. It's on the BBITM blog this morning at kfine.com, kfine.com. There's also one that I'm going to try to petition for it not to be one.
What?
Because I think there needs to be an approval process on emojis, and I think I should be a part of the panel.
Okay, well, which one do you have a problem with, Brandon?
So you know how like you're like, oh, you were this close, and you show with your hands? Like, oh, you're this close.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Right.
Well, that's going to be an emoji now, too, for your hands with your fingers close together.
I like that one.
I just think that that might not always mean this close.
Right. Yeah.
And maybe I don't want people to have that one on their phones. It's up right now on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. KFIN.com.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Just a heads up, we're about to play some of the greatest country music of all time from a guy named Garth Brooks. And I was trying to pick one, and I can't just pick one.
No, there's no way.
So Garth fans, be ready. Mm-hmm. We're about to have the time of our lives coming up here in just a few moments. Kelly, I have one question for you. Are you ready to celebrate some local people?
Let's do it.
Let's do the birthdays.
Happy birthday to you.
Oh, yeah.
Happy birthday to you.
Happy
birthday, happy birthday.
Wait.
Happy birthday to you.
For it. Well, well, well. Time for birthdays for today. It is Thursday, February the 7th of 2019. Local birthdays, local celebrities. Here we go. Happy birthday goes out to Carrie Ann Steen from Kennett's. Kyle Radcliffe of Jonesboro celebrates. Lori Stahl of Jonesboro has a birthday today, so a special happy birthday. Lisa Meeks of Jonesboro celebrates. Matt Coleman, also from Jonesboro. We have Sam Vance of Jonesboro celebrating. Brittany Klemek of Paragould, happy birthday. Rowan Yeager is 7 years old today. And Tyler Wayne Hall, who is from Hoxie, is turning 18 years old today. And if you have a birthday today, we say this. We say,
Happy birthday
to all y'all, and you celebrate with these celebrities.
Isaiah Thomas is 30. That's the Denver Nuggets point guard.
You will never believe how confused I was in recent years when I saw Isaiah Thomas was still playing basketball.
He never ages.
That's what I thought. What the heck?
Deborah Ann Wohl is 34. That's Jessica on True Blood. Ashton Kutcher is 41. Chris Rock is 54. And James Spader is 59. That's the guy off The Blacklist. And he was also Robert on The Office.
Yeah.
Now, this is the best one. Today, Garth Brooks is 57.
So I'm trying to figure out what Garth Brooks song to play. And there are so many, literally so many, that we could play.
Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
Like, there's great ones like that. There's this one.
Cause I got friends in low places where the whiskey drives.
There's this one.
Sometimes I thank God for unanswered prayers.
Garth Brooks celebrating his birthday today.
Makes me wonder what she doing now.
So many good ones.
But you've got to be tough when consumed by desire. Cause it's not enough just to stand outside the fire.
Garth Brooks is 57 years old today.
I will sail my vessel.
I mean, can we just keep going?
Yes.
Dry, like a bird.
I don't know.
You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy. I have my pride. But if you need to be satisfied, I'm shameless.
And then, of course, the one that makes me cry every time I hear it.
And now, I'm glad I didn't know the way it all would end, the way it all would go. Our lives are better left to chance. I could have missed the pain, but I'd have had to miss the day.
Garth Brooks, 57 years old today. I think we should play Garth every hour on his birthday.
Yes.
So we'll see if people agree with that. Let's give away a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard. Congratulations goes out to Kyle Radcliffe, the winner of a K-Fine Concrete from Andy's Frozen Custard and the big 107.9 K-Fine.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
This is a great day for country music. Number one, Garth Brooks celebrates his birthday today.
Mm-hmm. Happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Garth. Also, there's a really sweet story on Carrie Underwood. And it's weird because my wife just mentioned last night, we haven't heard a whole lot from Carrie since the birth of the new baby. So one of the things that's happened is there was a school, and the school in Minnesota was doing like a deal for their class where they were trying to teach kids the importance of giving back. And the school was raising money for another school and people that were affected by the California wildfires. So this teacher has some students stand there and send a message directly to Carrie Underwood. And basically the students say that they have a $5,000 goal. And they were wondering if Carrie Underwood could help.
Aww.
And then the kids sang the song, Love Wins. It's really sweet. I want to play it for you because, I mean, just imagine Carrie when she sees this. And these kids, again, they're basically probably, you know, 6-7 years old. This is what it sounds like.
If I'm Carrie, I'm writing a check for $10,000 right there.
So basically, Carrie's response was, my mom was a teacher and my two sisters are also teachers. It's so great to see a teacher and her students making a difference in the world. Of course, I'm happy to help.
Aww.
Hashtag love wins.
The Grammys are on this Sunday, and it's going to be really hard to miss Kacey Musgraves. She's signed up for four awards, or she could get four different Grammys, right. Okay? And she's going to perform twice. Once as they're going to do a Dolly Parton tribute.
Right.
And she's a big Dolly Parton fan. And then another time on her own, and they're thinking she's going to sing her song Rainbow. This is what it sounds like.
You hold tight to your umbrella. Well, darling, I'm just trying to tell you that there's always been a rainbow hanging over your head.
I love Kacey, so.
Yeah, and she says she's getting to perform songs that she really loves, so she's really not that nervous because she likes them so much. And she's probably going to wear at least four different outfits because she likes to dress up. And if you've seen her dress up before, normally they're just really extravagant and lots of rhinestones and different stuff. Mm-hmm. And there's a possibility she's going to have four different changes. Two different songs, the red carpet, and then actually sitting in the show.
My favorite version of Kacey is that 70s style.
Yeah.
Kacey. I'm like,
it's
yeah,
cute. Yeah.
Bring that on right there. So check this out. That's weird. There's rumors out today that we might hear about a reunion of a very famous country duo. And we're talking about one of, if not the most famous duo of all time. There's a big rumor out that tomorrow this becomes official, the return of Brooks and Dunn. So Luke Combs was wearing a Brooks and Dunn t-shirt at a concert. And he used the hashtag reboot. And then Brooks and Dunn uses the same hashtag. So essentially,
awesome.
A lot of people are thinking they're pushing the message out that they're about to reboot.
Yeah, here you go, do-si-do. Come on, baby, let's go, Boots. Whoa, Cadillac, Blackjack. Baby, meet me out back. We're gonna book it.
Brooks and
Dunn. I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon.
The reboot.
Now, if you lose your one and only,
it'll be happening tomorrow.
There's always room here for the lonely. Go watch your broken dreams dancing out of the beams of a neon.
One more Brooks and Dunn.
I saw the light, I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again, I'm a brand new man.
Brooks and Dunn could be back tomorrow, and that is your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I can't live without your love and affection.
Right?
It's
all about love in a week. You like that one?
Yep.
What about... You remember Tess? Kelly just passed me a note.
Mm-mm, mm-mm.
This is a love song I think of when I think of you, Brandon. What? It's so weird. Remember Janet?
I do.
We're a week away from Valentine's Day.
Reminder.
Oh my gosh. We mentioned earlier that Hooters has a good deal going on where if you go there and you take pictures of your ex and you rip them up, they'll give you 10 free wings.
I guess some people would get more wings than others.
That's a great idea, yeah. Man. You know, you think about that, going over to Hooters. Who doesn't want to have that, you know? Valentine's Day, 7 days away. It's your 7-day warning right here on K-Fine this morning.
Love is in the air.
Love is in the air.
Everywhere I look around. around.
And then some people get sick of it. And they're like, oh, go away.
Yeah.
People who've gone through breakups or the girls who are going to celebrate their Galentine's Day.
Yeah, those are fun.
So I was thinking this morning, like, what can I do? Because I always feel like I'm, I don't know.
Predictable?
I wasn't going to say that.
Oh, I thought I was just helping you out.
That's actually rude, though. But it's probably true. And that's where, as a guy, I feel like we're always set up to fail.
Well.
Because, like, I don't do great for Valentine's Day. I do my best. And then I'm like, well, what do you really want? And now we're at that point in the relationship where we kind of talk through what we want, which makes it not real exciting.
Or you're at the part of your relationship where your money just goes to your kids or the house or bills or whatever.
Right. And guess what? We get paid on the 15th. Valentine's Day is on the 14th.
Great.
It's the very end of the pay cycle.
Why would people do that?
Like, honey, we'll celebrate Valentine's Day on the 16th. Yeah. Is Joey good at Valentine's Day?
Well, it is our anniversary.
You can tell the truth, yes or no?
Was
he good back in the day?
Yeah.
Because we were all better.
Yeah.
Like, as time goes on and you become more accustomed to the setting, you might
Is that what it's called, accustomed, or is it just lazy?
Well, it could be that too. I don't think we intend to be lazy, but I think we're like, what do we do now?
Yeah.
Like, I really overachieved way back then.
Right.
You know, surprising people with like puppies and things like that.
Wow.
What?
A puppy?
Dude, I was awesome when I had money.
I want a puppy.
I realize that. But I think the pressure all goes on the dudes, and I don't think that's fair. Because I guarantee you, my wife hasn't thought a thing about Valentine's Day, because really it's all about the woman receiving the gifts and not really what we as dudes get.
It kind of is, and I will agree with you a little bit. It should be a little bit more about you as a couple and not just the girl.
Right.
I agree. I really do agree with that.
So I think all of us should make the agreement today that we focus on each other on Valentine's Day.
The proclamation Baxter.
Don't put all the pressure on the dudes, because we don't know. Like, unless you tell us and you can't, like, subtly hint. Like, you know, because some girls will be like, well, I told you.
I've been running out of makeup and hair products. I sure would love a gift certificate to Ulta.
You basically have to write it down or text me, and then I might remember it.
Man, I sure have been craving this food lately.
I know.
Yeah.
Anyway, a heads up. Valentine's Day is a week away, and most guys aren't all that great at it. Just a heads up.
Help your man out.
And don't get your expectations too high by the movies, because movies aren't real. That's Hollywood. It's not real. I'm just telling you. I'm not bitter or anything like that. I'm just telling you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
That might be what we should do for Valentine's Day. We should go down to the honky tonk.
Sounds like a good time.
Put a quarter in the jukebox, get a nice old steak dinner, get set to go.
Dance?
I mean, we might as well. Not together, I mean.
That I was going to say. With maybe, our spouses.
Maybe we should clarify that. Well, sometimes, you know, it's team building.
Yeah.
Our form of team building is Valentine's Day dance together.
Sure.
No, legit, Valentine's Day, 7 days away. Think about that. Make your plans. If you feel like me and you feel like you're inadequate about that and anything else, it helps when you start planning early. It really does. And I was talking about how I think it's unfair because for those of us who are dudes, like, all the expectations are basically in our lap. Like, what are you going to do for Valentine's Day?
You're right.
Girls aren't stressing about it. Girls aren't thinking, what am I going to get my dude for Valentine's Day?
It is a lot like that. But I do have friends that do go all out for their husbands or their boyfriends on Valentine's Day. But we did get a message on Facebook from Brittany.
Okay.
She's giving us, like, the top 10 things that women really want for Valentine's Day.
She's found this for
us. This is what she, yeah.
So this is my way of figuring out what to do.
This could help. This could help a lot of people.
Are there new ideas? Run through them real quick.
Okay. So number one is a nice dinner out. Okay. Just going out to dinner, getting out of the house, not having to cook, not having to do dishes, that
right.
kind of deal.
Now, hang on. Does it mean we have to actually go on February 14th, or is it cool if I go on February 15th?
I'm not a big date person as far as, like, the date is not a... I don't care about the date. If we say, hey, we're going to celebrate on the 16th instead, that's fine by me.
So you're cool with that?
Yeah.
Most girls, though, want to be able to post the picture
February 14th. I guess that is what it is.
Mm-hmm. Because it's a social thing now.
Right.
Hey, look at my flowers. That's what we're going to see. All that kind of stuff.
Number two, chocolate. I mean, you can't go wrong with that.
Yeah.
Three, that's flowers. Four, a massage. That's probably would be my number one. Let's see, a home-cooked meal. So you cooking Leslie a meal.
That's Valentine's Day every day at my house. Should I not say that? Don't tell her. Anybody who listens to the podcast or the show, don't tell her I said that.
Immediately, there's people texting her.
I know
right
that because people hate me.
Right. Jewelry, a trip to somewhere warm. That would be great. Right. A spa package. See, I think spa package and massage are the top of my list.
Not even dinner.
No, forget dinner.
Right, okay.
And then a night or two at a local hotel just to get out of the house. Maybe have someone keep your kids.
Oh, yeah.
Or tickets to a comedy show.
Comedy show?
Yeah.
All right, good ideas.
You can
there.
Listen to them every morning right here.
We're your real-life comedians because our lives are funny when you really think about it. Valentine's Day is coming up in 1 week.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So you know how you were so awkward when we were walking through the Bridal Expo because we were going from booth to booth helping people, you know, getting lunch for people, but you were like, everybody thinks that we're married.
Yeah, it was weird. You could tell by the way they looked at us. They were like, wait a minute, are they a couple?
Well, and I loved it because I'll do anything to make you feel uncomfortable, and it's funny.
Right, and it makes me very uncomfortable because I'm like, no, we're not. And I almost wanted to have a shirt that says, I'm not a couple with her. I don't couple with her.
Well, it's kind of extended into some other things now.
No, it hasn't.
Yeah, okay. So my garage door was broken, and we had someone come over to fix it. Mm-hmm. Well, he's a listener of the show, and he was telling my husband that he loves our show. He listens every morning, all that kind of stuff.
That's sweet.
Yeah, I know. Well, then he goes on to say, it sounds like they're married.
No.
Yeah.
Tell me he
did. He did.
He said it to your husband?
He did, yeah.
Why would he say that?
Well, I mean, I don't know.
I mean, I have known you longer than you've known your husband, I think.
Technically, I guess.
If we're going to get technical about it, I've known you longer.
Yeah, but anyway, so basically, I guess because we argue all the time.
But that's not good. We don't need people to think that. We need have a big divide between us.
So what are we going to do, like be mean to each other?
I think that would be great. I'll be mean to you on the radio and in person. And I'm thinking maybe like if we go to the K-Fine Breakfast Club at Nutrition Hub, maybe you start driving yourself.
You already make me be in pictures like beside you. We look like a couple. We look like a couple.
Get on the other side. From this point forward, like if we take a picture with Ellie Stafford, Miss Arkansas State University.
Yeah.
I think you're not even in the picture. You do your own picture. You do
I
your
have
own
to take
social
my
media.
Own, like we're never in pictures anymore.
We have to be complete separation so people don't believe this.
That's because, giving into that's dumb.
No, it's dumb that people might think that. I do not want anybody to ever believe that. It's kind of like how when you're in school and you have a crush on a girl and you pick on them a little bit, right?
Yeah.
I don't want people to think that either. Now I said that and it makes it sound like that's what I'm thinking.
Oh gosh.
What is wrong? Oh wait, Kelly just passed me a note. She said that this song makes her think of me every time she hears it. And hit button A.
I could love you like that.
That's not true.
Kelly, okay, that's weird.
My world,
don't do
earth,
that.
If you, were my
you need to
girl,
stop.
I will give you my heart.
Oh, wait, hang on. She passed me another note. Brandon, dear Brandon, this is our other song.
Man, I've done a lot of note passing today.
My love. I'll be yours until the sun doesn't shine, till time stands still.
All right, enough of your music, Kelly.
Well, you know.
I am saying at this point in time, we are no longer friends. And I do not like her, and I do not want to be around her. And this is a public proclamation to all of you. Thank you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Raised on Country, Chris Young is on K-Fine 832 in K-Fine Country. I love that song because like so many of us were raised on country music. And people, when I did the pop station down the hall, nobody believed I liked country music.
Yeah.
So when we moved down here and the show came down to the country station, they were all like, wait a minute, you like country? Do you even really like that music?
And you've been proving yourself for almost 4 years
I'm
now.
I'm like, dude, I was raised on country. It's Garth Brooks' birthday today. Like, we're celebrating that all day. So, anyway, you ready for some gossip?
Let's do it.
Let's do some gossip real quick.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities?
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Yeah.
Let's do some gossip real quick.
What's happening with your favorite celebrities? Brandon Baxter in the morning's got your gossip.
So the Oscars are not going to have a host. This is the first time in 30 years. Of course, there was that whole controversy with Kevin Hart, but apparently they offered the job earlier to Dwayne Johnson first.
Oh, wow.
So a fan tweeted out, if the Academy is so inclined to line up a great host for next year's Oscars, just pick The Rock. Enough said.
Right.
Well, later that day, The Rock responded to the tweet the treat, the tweet.
Good boy, Rock.
Confirming that he was the first choice, but his schedule got in the way because he's going to be busy shooting the sequel to Jumanji. I'm stopping.
Hey, nothing Jumanji. Tops what I said during the Books and Guns segments.
So anyway, he says he was super bummed out, but he hopes he can make something happen in the future. I think he'd be really good, though.
He would be, I mean, out of all the people out there, he might be the best.
Yeah.
I mean, he really is good. So, you know, I'm a fan of Jessica Simpson. Got your gossip on Jessica Simpson. She's about to pop. She's about to have a baby. And we've seen, like, Carrie Underwood got really pregnant. And right at the end, you know how a lot of times at the very last, like the last month, women get miserable.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Jessica has talked about that. She's kind of gotten miserable, had anxiety problems, had her ankles swell up. But she did decide to go out to dinner the other night, and the paparazzi caught some photos of her and her husband.
Mm-hmm.
And I was asking Kelly when she saw the pictures, I'm like, how far along is she? Because we don't know the exact date. And Kelly said she thought about 57 weeks.
Yes.
In case you don't know, pregnancy term is 40 weeks. So she's 17 weeks past due. If you want to see the pictures for yourself, they're up this morning on the BBITM blog at kfine.com. That's KFIN.com.
Got you gossip on the highly anticipated movie Avengers Endgame. I'm very excited about this. But there's a chance that this movie could be 3 hours long. So that's the current runtime, and it could change, but the directors say that Disney is fine with releasing a 3-hour movie if that's what it takes. So they've screened the movie for audiences 4 times now, and the first 3 times, not one person got up to go to the bathroom.
Really?
So they went on to say this is a culmination of 22 combined movies, and there's a lot of storytelling in it. They got a story tell. So Avengers Endgame comes out April 26th.
And of course, every morning on K-Fine, we got you gossip.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
12 minutes away from Slice the Price. That goes live at 9 o'clock this morning. Lost Pizza Company, a $50 gift card for only $25. So if you go to Lost Pizza, you're saving money.
Man, great deal.
Boom. Slice the Price, 9 o'clock this morning, KFIN.com. So, we mentioned early this morning that Hooters has a really fun promotion going on, and that is on Valentine's Day, if you take yourself there, maybe some friends, maybe you're single, whatever, and you take a picture of an ex, and you go there to Hooters, and you rip it up while you're in the restaurant, they'll give you 10 free wings.
Man.
So, it made me think about all of my experiences with Hooters.
You've had a lot of them, and you actually mentioned that you should take your wife to Hooters for Valentine's Day.
I do believe it's a good idea. You know, I enjoy the restaurant because I like their wings.
My wife, the pickles, right?
And the pickles are good. And their fries are good, too. And they have a ham and cheese that's good. And their fried shrimp is good. I mean, to me, there's no better wings, right?
Yeah, sure.
You say that like my wife says that.
I know how she says it.
Because I can tell you, okay, before we ever went the first time, this is a pretty funny story. She had the vision of what she thought it would be. And like I'm like, it's just a restaurant that has wings. But
I have
what do
the
they
exact
wear?
Same story because I didn't go until a lot later in life.
So I had to try to explain. It's not like that. I'm like, let's say I've been going there because like my grandfather would take. It was just, you know.
It was just a thing.
It wasn't a big deal in Texas to go to Hooters. But to my wife, it was a big deal to go to Hooters.
Right.
So I believe the first time we ever tried to go maybe was a time in Texas, in Plano, Texas, around the holidays. And I'd never seen this in a restaurant like this before. And again, I'd been going for a lot of years, right? They had on like Santa outfits.
Oh, no. So not the normal nude tights with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was like Santa lingerie.
Oh, no.
And we walked in and Kai was with us and my sister was with us. And again, we're celebrating the holidays in Texas. They sit us at a table and somebody walks up to us and my wife gives me the look. And then she looks at Kai and says, come on, we're leaving. And she gets up and leaves the restaurant.
Oh my goodness.
So my sister didn't know how to react. So she gets up and leaves.
You're sitting there by yourself?
I'm by myself. And there's all these Hooters waitresses that are wearing like Mrs. Claus lingerie.
Now tell me you didn't stay there. There's no way. If I know you, you did not stay there. You kind of like looked down, cleared your throat, and got up and left.
But I had to explain why we were leaving.
Sorry.
Because the girl comes back over. She's like, is everything okay? Because to them, that's just where they work.
Yeah. Did you just lie and say that there was something wrong with your son and he was sick?
I can't remember because the event was so
I lied.
Awkward.
Yeah.
But the entire table got sick. But I posted a photo. It's a Throwback Thursday photo. If you want to see something really funny. So back in my wrestling days in Texas, this is like 92, so I would have been 15. They had Hooters girls who were what they called the ring girls.
Yeah.
Like they'd walk down to the ring with the wrestlers and then they'd bring their jackets and robes back and stuff like that.
Oh my goodness. How old are you here?
I'm 15. And imagine a 15-year-old in a wrestling ring with two Hooters girls, right?
Well, I have a 16-year-old and I can't imagine it. He would die.
Because I was dying. They had very much 90s hair. Like this is very 90s hair.
Yes, and your hair is just about as big as the girls.
It's up right now on my social media. It's also Throwback Thursday.
I also like your acid wash jeans.
Thank you. And my Gadzooks t-shirt.
Yeah.
My mother did my hair still when I was 15, by the way, because I was on television.
It's nice.
So Brandon on KFIN, Instagram, Twitter, it's up there. Also, if you're on Facebook only, it's Brandon Baxter on the radio on Facebook. So that's my Hooters experience on my social media, my Throwback Thursday. Kelly has her experience when she worked at Hooters that up is, on hers.
I've never worked there. Thank you. I can't stand you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
I was looking online. There's still a few of those deals left for Lost Pizza. If you want to go and take advantage of that deal, again, it's a $50 gift card for only $25.
That's great.
It's on our website, kfine.com, kfin.com. You ever have somebody tell you in life that you need to make eye contact when you're speaking to somebody?
No, I'm the one that tells people that.
Or when you're listening to someone,
yeah,
you have to pay attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you have to look in their eyes. And I have this weird deal about trying to figure out the timing of it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to look too long, like I'm being weird about it.
Yeah.
And I don't know when to look away. Hmm. And I do this a lot during our breakfast club.
Like during your interview?
Yeah, because we'll be sitting there with somebody and like we're relatively close. And if I just engage their eyes the entire time, I feel like, okay, that becomes weird. So I'll look over at you, or when David was there, I'd look over at David.
Mm-hmm.
And y'all would be doing nothing, but I would still look at you.
Well, we're nodding and listening to the interview and stuff.
I even did it yesterday during a couple of interviews. I just look over because I'm like, I can't keep looking at him.
Yeah, I think that's probably more in your own head, though. Don't
you really think?
Yeah.
So if I were to do a talk with you, an interview with you, and for 5 minutes I looked right in your eyes, you wouldn't think that's weird?
Well, maybe for five straight minutes if you never, ever looked away, I'd
like
be
like... I'm doing right now. Is this a little bit weird?
I don't know.
It's weird, right?
I think
I can read into your mind and your soul right now, by the way. They say if you have trouble making eye contact with people, one of the things you can do is find something other than their eyes to stare at.
Like their eyebrows.
It could be that. It could be their nose, forehead wrinkles. As long as it's kind of in that general vicinity, people won't be able to tell if you're looking in their eyes or if you're looking at something else.
Well, girls can tell.
Well, I mean, if you're looking lower than the face, I would imagine.
Correct.
Does that still happen?
Some guys are really bad at that.
Really?
They have no clue. Yeah.
Oh, I hope I'm never that guy.
I don't think you're that guy.
I hope I'm never. I will make it a point to never be that guy. I will vow in front
looking
of everybody.
Looking up at the sky when you're talking to someone.
I mean, because I have that deal, man. Like,
yeah.
I don't want you to think that, mm-hmm. So I'm not going to look there.
Yeah.
I mean, almost on display, I ain't looking. I'm trying not to.
Now everyone's going to watch you.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Country music news.
K-Fine.
Country music news.
On Brandon Baxter in the morning.
So Carrie Underwood hasn't been real active on social media over the last couple of days because of her baby,
yeah.
The new baby in the family. But there was a school in Minnesota that was trying to teach their kids some positive things about helping others. And what they wanted to do was raise some money for people who were displaced from the mm-hmm. California wildfires. So a school in Minnesota has come up with a way to try to raise $5,000 and incentivize the kids. So a teacher has this idea that they're going to reach out to Carrie Underwood because they believe... Hashtag love wins.
Aww.
So she has her students sing the song Love Wins. They're asking Carrie if she can help with any type of monetary donation. Here's what it sounds like when the kids in Minnesota are singing Love Wins.
Together again, and I believe
bet she loved that.
So it's like four kids in front of a television singing to Carrie. So Carrie sees this. She says that her mother and her sisters are teachers and that, yes, she will help by making a donation. Hashtag love wins.
So big show on Sunday, the Grammys, and it's going to be really hard to miss Kacey Musgraves because, number one, she's up for four awards and she's performing twice. Once she's going to be part of the Dolly Parton tribute and another time on her own, and they're thinking she's going to sing this song right here. It's called Rainbow.
Well, the sky is finally open. The rain and wind stop blowing, but you're stuck out in the same old storm again. You hold tight to your umbrella. Well, darling, I'm just trying to tell you that there's always been a
I'm excited to see what she's going to wear because she's kind of known for her over-the-top wardrobe. And she has a choice. There's going to be probably four different dresses because she's going to perform twice. Right. And they never wear the same dress when they perform.
Right, sure.
And then the red carpet and then actually sitting in the show. So could be good.
Good night for Kacey Musgraves. Hey, there's a lot of talk out that there could be a big reunion in country music. We could be seeing a reunion of Brooks and Dunn. They could make that announcement as early as later today or tomorrow. So Luke Combs was wearing a Brooks and Dunn shirt on stage, and he actually used the hashtag reboot. Brooks and Dunn saw that. They used the hashtag reboot, and it looks like there could be a reboot of Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah, come on, baby, let's go.
They really did have a bunch of hits, man.
I spend most every night beneath the light of a neon moon.
And they would win every award at the award shows.
Oh, I saw the light. I've been baptized by the fire in your touch and the flame in your eyes. I'm born to love again. I'm a brand new man.
So Brooks and Dunn could be headed back. And that's your country music news.
Brandon Baxter in the morning.
Kelly Perry, what's on TV tonight?
We have the 300th episode of Supernatural. The Rock's The Titan Games is on tonight. Lip Sync Battle is on at 9 o'clock with Andy Grammer versus Vanessa Morgan. She's off of Riverdale. Okay. The Hour 10 of Celebrity Big Brother. And then we also have Grey's Anatomy, A Million Little Things, How to Get Away with Murder, and SWAT.
Hope you guys have a great day. We'll talk to you back here tomorrow morning on K-Fine.